Unit 3. Save Our Earth. Environmental Problems. 2. A Green Earth or a Dry Desert.
Human beings have been destroying Mother Earth for centuries. What will the Earth become in the future? Listen to a passage and fill in the blanks.
A Green Earth or a Dry Desert. For millions of years, the rainforests of Southeast Asia, South America, and Africa have been the Earth's natural chemical laboratories, plant gardens, and zoos. Today we are destroying them at such a fast rate that within 30 years only some of them will remain. When the trees are cut down, soil erosion begins, and within a few years, the whole area that was once rainforest becomes wasteland. We shall have lost forever the Earth's greatest treasure house of plants and animals, perhaps our most valuable natural resource for the future. And it is happening in areas where poverty already comes near to starvation. It is perhaps the world's most urgent problem. The destruction is happening through ignorance, short-sightedness, and ever-increasing consumer demand. But it can be stopped if enough of us show enough care. For millions of years, the rainforests of Southeast Asia, South America, and Africa have been the Earth's natural chemical laboratories, plant gardens, and zoos. Today we are destroying them at such a fast rate that within 30 years only some of them will remain. When the trees are cut down, soil erosion begins, and within a few years, the whole area that was once rainforest becomes wasteland. We shall have lost forever the Earth's greatest treasure house of plants and animals, perhaps our most valuable natural resource for the future. And it is happening in areas where poverty already comes near to starvation. It is perhaps the world's most urgent problem. The destruction is happening through ignorance, short-sightedness, and ever-increasing consumer demand. But it can be stopped if enough of us show enough care. 4. Dog pollution. Read the passage about dog pollution and do the exercises.
Do dogs have no business being walked in public? Most of the problems I experience during my walks with my dog come from people, not the dogs. Most of the dogs just want to play. Harris has a number of doggy friends we meet regularly on our walks. Some of the people have their children with them, many of whom I allowed to touch Harris, although some of the children of the people who do not have dogs need to be taught to handle a dog correctly. Responsible pet owners should not subject the public to their dogs in any way. Believe it or not, some people don't like animals, are allergic to them, and don't like animal hair flying in their face. Many people are allergic to perfume and cigarettes, yet there are still people rude enough to subject us to that form of pollution in public areas, not to mention the cigarette ends they leave everywhere. A lot more of them than dog waste. Although I find dog waste left in public a problem, and one I like to educate people about, especially people with dogs, I've noticed that the people who complain the most about it never seem to say a word about all the garbage that humans leave lying around. I don't care to spend all my time teaching Harris to pick up garbage she finds on the ground, left by one of those dirty humans. Dogs are not humans. They're not part of the public, and their owners should make sure dogs aren't brought out into public for everyone's sake.
5. Read me. Read the lyrics of a song and enjoy it.
about sunrise? What about rain? What about all the things that you said we were to gain? What about killing feels? Is there a time? What about all the things that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we've shed before? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth, this weeping shore?
You should.
Save our environment. 2. Recycling waste paper. Listen to a conversation about recycling waste paper. Choose the best answer to each question.
Tom, I'm going over to the recycling center this afternoon. Would you like me to take your old newspapers along?
I do have a lot of papers. Nowadays, people seldom come by this area to collect waste paper.
That's typical. Factories now use waste paper for things like paper bags, towels, napkins, and boxes. But the demand is down. I think they need to find new commercial uses for recycled paper.
I suppose things like cards and writing paper could be made from it too. Recycled paper usually has a dirty colour, doesn't it?
Well, it wouldn't be suitable for art books or high-quality magazines. But who cares about the colour if the waste paper can take the place of the wood and so help to preserve forests?
You're right. I'll bring my waste paper over to your apartment in a little while. Thanks for offering to take it.
Tom, I'm going over to the recycling center this afternoon. Would you like me to take your old newspapers along?
I do have a lot of papers. Nowadays, people seldom come by this area to collect waste paper.
That's typical. Factories now use waste paper for things like paper bags, towels, napkins, and boxes. But the demand is down. I think they need to find new commercial uses for recycled paper.
I suppose things like cards and writing paper could be made from it too. Recycled paper usually has a dirty colour, doesn't it?
Well, it wouldn't be suitable for art books or high-quality magazines. But who cares about the colour if the waste paper can take the place of the wood and so help to preserve forests?
You're right. I'll bring my waste paper over to your apartment in a little while. Thanks for offering to take it.
4. The paper trail. Read the passage about the journey of a piece of paper and do the exercises.
Once upon a time, there was a piece of paper. It could do all sorts of cool things, like bending, folding, lying flat, standing up, even making paper airplanes. The kids loved playing with it. They would draw on it, cut it out, make shapes, make airplanes. But one day, the paper found itself old and wrinkled, too used up for the kids to keep playing with it. And it was sad. Before it knew what was going on, it found itself stuck at the bottom of the trash can. It got sent out to the big dumpster, where the trashman came and picked it up. The little piece of paper was thrown into the truck with all the other pieces of paper who were old and wrinkled. The journey was bumpy and windy, too long for such a tired piece of paper. It went from light to dark, from wind to rain. It was grabbed at and squished, and finally thrown onto a conveyor with the rest of the paper. It quickly got sorted and pushed and moved around. The poor little piece of paper could do very little in its weak condition. Soon, it saw a massive crusher and realized, "Oh no, this is the end. There was so much I wanted to do. I wanted to be a pamphlet for Hawaii, or a legally binding document. But alas, this is the end." And before it knew it, it was crushed back into a thin piece of paper. It thought, "That's not so bad." Then it saw a slicer and the crusher. Oh no! The paper tried to run. It tried to fight with the other paper, but it had one corner caught. It started to tear as it was trying to pull away. It barely broke off, just a fragment got stuck. "I can make it." But it was too late. The crusher sucked in the rest of the paper, and the paper closed its eyes. Slowly, it blinked, and realized it was perfectly quiet, even a bit sunny. Looking around, the paper realized it was sitting next to a batch of fresh paper. It looked down at itself. completely clean, smooth with a fresh coat of bleach. Then bending over to examine the rest of itself to see what was going on, it noticed a fine watermark on its back. "What is this?" it asked. "A recycled logo."
Vocabulary. New words.
Environmental.
Electromagnetic.
Pollution.
Sandstorm.
Rainforest.
Laboratory.
Destroy.
Remain.
Erosion.
Wasteland.
Poverty.
Starvation.
Destruction.
Ignorance.
Short-sightedness.
Demand.
Subject.
Allergic.
Perfume.
Educate.
Garbage.
Sake.
Recycle.
Towel.
Napkin.
High quality.
Preserve.
Debate.
Species.
Extinct.
Endanger.
Fold.
Wrinkled.
Dumpster.
Bumpy.
Windy.
Squish.
Conveyor.
Massive.
Crusher.
Pamphlet.
Binding.
Document.
Crush.
Slicer.
Barely.
Fragment.
Suck.
Blink.
Sunny.
Batch.
Bleach.
Watermark.
Logo.
Linen.
Refillable.
Low flow.
Eliminate.
Proper noun.
Harris.